Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, you're listening to a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. My name is Kitty, and today I'll be chatting about emotional first aid. You might ask, emotional first aid, what is that? Emotional first aid is just as important as physical first aid. It's about paying attention to, recognising when things are not right, and then caring for your emotions, especially in the current circumstances we're living in. Possibly you may be with others right now, or you may be alone. Whatever circumstances you find yourself in, you can do some simple things to help your emotions. Being in stressful times creates all kinds of pressures which ordinarily we might not even be aware of, and our emotions can easily become out of kilter. These can make our lives seem less stable and in a state of disharmony, as well as potentially affecting your physical health and well-being too. So, if you pay attention to your emotions, it may improve your well-being. Have a think about what makes you feel better when you are feeling emotionally unwell. Here are four tips from me which may help you. I've tried all of these and they've helped me a lot. The first one. Scientific studies for many years have shown that music and singing have proven effects to improve your well-being. It also increases a natural chemical called endorphin, and that's the feel-good factor, and it decreases cortisol levels, that's the stress hormone. How about singing along to a song that makes you feel happy? Try singing along to it 3 times. I find that really helps. I'll let you into a secret. My song of choice is always Happy by Pharrell Williams. It never fails to lift my mood and make me smile. I don't know why, it just does. The second thing, stroke a pet or spend time with a pet. Animals provide unconditional love, don't they, and affection, and they're incredibly aware of changes in our emotional state. Stroking a pet or spending time with one helps to calm me if I need emotional support. I've found that my cat Malcolm, he'll come and sit on my lap or demand attention if I need him. I don't even have to say anything. Studies have shown that being with animals reduces feelings of isolation. And if you think about it, that helps us feel more connected with the world around us. The third tip. In the last couple of years, we've been living in uncertain times, that's true. So you need to connect with your fellow humans. Life is somehow rather different from what it was, and it may create some unwelcome thoughts at times. A lot of people have had and still have some feelings of isolation and being unconnected with people. And that's quite a normal in the circumstances, really. Don't feel alone in the world. Please reach out to others. You never know, they may just be feeling the same way. If you don't fancy meeting with somebody, and you have the technology available, why not have a cuppa and some cake with your friend, virtually rather than physically? Letting somebody into your life to share your daily happenings is so important. You're a human, and humans need contact with others, just like the flowers need the sunshine to bloom. And the final tip for today is laughing. You might think I'm being a bit daft by suggesting laughter, but you may be surprised to know that laughter is a scientifically proven helper when times are tough. Have a think about what makes you laugh or giggle out loud, then go and find that thing. Stay a while with it. Laugh out loud. Scream if you want. Stamp your feet if you need to. We're all unique individuals. Different things make each of us laugh. Laughter releases the feel-good endorphins that I mentioned earlier when we were talking about music. Laughter certainly makes me feel better, even in dark days. It's a thing that stays with you for a while too. So, emotional first aid is a unique thing. Give it a try. It's unique to you, and it could improve your day. Take care of your emotions. They need you. That's it for now. Look after yourselves and listen out for next week's Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.